Mackenzie, you want to come say hey? Meet a new friend. Come on. Hey, guys. We got new people. Yeah. Come here. Come see. Quick.
Most people would get lonely living in rural Winchester, Wisconsin, but Linnell Scholl always has company.
This is Ramsey. He's an Icelandic sheep, and he is 5 years old. He wants his back scratched is what he wants.
Linnell lives on a farm with just about every ranch animal you could think of, and although she says she doesn't favor one animal over the other, it's clear which are her beloved.
Wrangler, Norm, Roni, Meister, we have Flip, who is a new horse. Chief will be used next year. He's a new horse. And then we're donated a retired police horse.
But the horses aren't just for Linnell.
They just pull in one day. One little boy, like right down the road, he pulled in on his bicycle one day because he heard the kids out here and heard the horses. And what do you do here? And so anyway, make a long story short, I found out he was bipolar. And he really needed that horse interaction.
Linnell runs a nonprofit called the Scholl Community Impact Group. She mentors students on the autism spectrum and students with other intellectual disabilities through a therapeutic horse riding program called Blazing a New Trail.
The program, like I said, is not, it's outside the box.
You said you've been doing this since early
2000s? 2001 was when we started with Vilas County Safe and Stable Families as a mentoring program. And that was our kids at risk. And then it started gravitating more and more for kids on the autism spectrum.
Linnell works with special education students in Oneida, Vilas, Price, and Iron counties. During the warm months, teachers and students at schools like Lakeland Union High School spend their Monday mornings riding around the arena and let the horses do the teaching.
We teach them to groom the horse. That's for the social part of it. Because a lot of the kids on the autism spectrum, that is their worst enemy. They are not social. And everybody here has to say please to the horse and thank you to the horse as thank you for helping me walk or, you know, thank you for bringing us to the farm. Because what we're trying to do is get the social skills developed with the kids because our society's kind of lost that.
Linnell says the bonds built between the horses and students are central for students to develop skills like trust and balance.
And this is our tack room. When the kids come, they have to get their helmets on. A lot of them don't put our boots on because they don't like to put different people's clothes on. All the bridles have names, so they have to figure out what name, and they're learning to read or sound out their letters, and they have to get what horse clothes they need, and then they have to get a grooming box, and then they get the saddle and bridle that they need, and a blanket, and it's a schedule and a routine.
Inside Linnell's arena, the walls are lined with mirrors. She says when kids can see what they look like while riding, it boosts their confidence.
You know, and then we have the letters, and we'll say they're learning the alphabet, but we'll say like at A, stop your horse, or we'll play Simon Says, where they have to let go of the horn and do their hands, and that just builds confidence.
It's the simple tasks of learning the parts of the horse and its gear that gives the students a sense of responsibility while building their self-respect.
We have kids who have never uttered a word, but because they rode and that movement of the horse, or say the horse coughed or made a funny noise or just interaction between the animals, maybe that child giggled or smiled or laughed. And we've had parents and grandparents come up to us in between, you know, lunch, and we can't believe what those horses are doing.
So how did you become so involved in advocating for those with special needs?
When you grow up in the North Woods in my generation, I was the only kid that had a horse in 6 miles. So my horse was my best friend. And he taught me the respect and the love of the horse. And that kind of carried over to, I would take abuse cases over the years and get them back going. And so kind of special needs there. And then I always have extra animals that someone dropped off and kind of special needs there. And I always ended up with some kids showing up at the farm through a teacher at school or a police officer. And when you look around and you see all those people that believe in what you're doing and want to help make a difference, it really warms your heart. Because you're getting your message across. God built some wonderful animals, and the horse is probably the most kind and patient of all.
For WXPR, I'm Miranda Vanderleest.